election to be its new leader and become the country's next prime minister. Johnson is already promising to deliver Brexit, unite the country, and defeat the opposition.
I know some wag has already pointed out that deliver, unite, and defeat was not the perfect acronym for an election campaign, since unfortunately it spells dud. But they forgot the final E, my friends. E for energize. And I say to all the doubters, dude, we are going to energize the country. We're going to get Brexit done on October the 31st. We're going to take advantage of all the opportunities that it will bring in a new spirit of can-do.
Johnson defeated Jeremy Hunt in the voting that ended Monday night by a margin of 66-34%, about 2-1. Johnson will replace Prime Minister Theresa May, who on Wednesday is expected to step down following repeated failures to deliver Britain's exit from the European Union. The U.S. envoy to Sudan says the country's path to a civilian government will be long and a complex one. Donald Booth spoke a week after military rulers and opposition parties signed an agreement that outlined a 3-year power-sharing government. That agreement follows 7 months of political protests, the ouster of longtime leader Omar al-Bashir, and many rounds of negotiations involving power players in the oil-rich nation. In a conference call from Brussels Tuesday, Booth pointed out the agreement left key details to be negotiated. He's urging the various parties to resolve the issues quickly so that, in his words, the country can begin to address issues of reform and move forward to a better future. For details on more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, from here in Washington. This is VOA News. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan said he has plans to meet with the Taliban to persuade them to hold negotiations with the government in Afghanistan, but cautioned that securing a political settlement to the war will not be easy.
It is in the interest of U.S. and the rest of the world that this the longest war ever, which is Afghanistan, almost 19 years this has been going on, that this ends in a peaceful way, in a political settlement.
Khan spoke at the United States Institute of Peace here in Washington a day after meeting with President Trump at the White House, where the two leaders agreed to work together to end the conflict. The Taliban is strongly opposed to engaging in any formal intra-Afghan negotiations involving the Kabul government until securing a peace deal with the United States. North Korea's state media says leader Kim Jong-un inspected a newly built submarine that will be deployed soon, the AP's Charles Deledesma reports.
The submarine inspection comes as the U.S. and North Korea work to resume talks after a meeting late last month on the Korean border between Kim and President Donald Trump. Diplomacy has been stalled since the second Kim-Trump meeting in Vietnam in February fell apart due to differences over U.S.-led sanctions on North Korea. The North's official Korean Central News Agency reports that Kim expressed great satisfaction with the submarine after learning about its operational and tactical data and weapons systems. I'm Charles Ledesma.
The construction of the new submarine suggests North Korea has been boosting its military capability despite nuclear diplomacy with the U.S. that began early last year. And the U.S. Justice Department says it's opening a sweeping antitrust investigation into big technology companies. We get more from Jackie Quinn.
The Justice Department says it wants to ensure that Americans have access to free markets and that companies compete on merit and remain responsive to consumer demands. Although it didn't name any companies, it's assumed that targets will likely include Apple, Amazon, Google, and Facebook, which were the subject of congressional hearings last week. While some lawmakers are calling for legislative or regulatory changes, one Wall Street analyst, Dan Ives of Wedbush Securities, says he thinks there will be just some tweaks and some penalties, but no big structural changes for the big tech companies. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Today, the voice of America, VOA 1.
Call it love and devotion. Call it Foundation, a special...